From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Autumn begins, the year's on the home stretch. Next hour, it's called The Money Mafia with former Canadian Minister of Defense Paul Hellyer joining us. Plus, we'll also talk about his views on ETs. Looking forward to the night with Paul Hellyer. Here's what's happening. Well, it started Friday, went into the weekend, a bizarre story. Federal prosecutors now alleging in federal court that a man who jumped a fence and simply ran into the White House's unlocked front door Friday night posed a threat to President Obama and was keeping 800 rounds of ammunition, two hatchets, a machete in his car just parked blocks away. 42-year-old man Omar Jose Gonzalez, former veteran, appeared before the U.S. magistrate judge on the charge of unlawfully entering a restricted building or grounds while carrying a deadly or dangerous weapon. And they were trying to convince the judge, of course, that he represented a present danger to the president. What a weird story. Walking into the White House, unlocked front door? It doesn't make any sense. And the United States and allies launched airstrikes against Sunni militants in Syria early Tuesday, unleashing a torrent of cruise missiles and precision-guided bombs from the air and sea on the militants. American fighter jets and armed Predator and Reaper drones flying alongside warplanes from several Arab allies struck a broad array of targets in territory controlled by the militants, known as the Islamic State. American defense officials said the targets included weapons supplies, depots, barracks, and buildings that the militants use for command and control. Tomahawk cruise missiles were also fired from the United States Navy ships in the region. Jerome Corsi, of course, PhD in political science from Harvard University, and he writes for WND.com. Jerry, this situation here, tell me, if you would, what is happening with ISIS? I mean, we're bombing the heck out of them.
Well, ISIS, it appears, George, is a very large and robust militant group that has spawned from Al-Qaeda. And this is a surprise that we are launching airstrikes against Syria. That was not anticipated to occur yet for several weeks. And what we're going to have to find out is a couple of things. One is, how effective were these airstrikes in really degrading the ISIS capability to be a dangerous force? And secondly, does this represent mission creep? I mean, are we now engaged in an expanding war again rather than withdrawing from Iraq as we had promised and hoped to do? So it's yet a very unstable situation, and it's one that's going to have to be evaluated very carefully.
Huge volley of missiles today, Jerry. Huge volley. They're not going to stop.
And also the other part of the announcement, two parts that we have the Sunni allies, evidently, who participated. They've not been fully identified. And the Obama administration is arguing that this is to be compared with, for instance, the selective strikes against terrorists that we've launched in Yemen and Somalia, not an expansion of the war in Iraq where we have ground troops pulling out. So it's a very moving situation yet, George, and I'm not sure what the damage done to ISIS was. We're going to have to watch it very carefully.
And Jerry, you know, we're concerned about ISIS doing something here. We have this individual hopping a fence, walking into an unlocked door at the White House. I mean, my God, if they wanted to jump 20 guys with assault weapons on the White House, it's like that movie, right? White House Down.
Well, it was very frightening, George, that this individual got as far as he did to walk into the White House and evidently carrying a knife. And with now confirmed reports coming out from the White House that, you know, American terrorists have been joining ISIS and coming back to the United States, and with our porous border from Mexico, the security of the President of the United States is essential to be maintained. And the Secret Service does an outstanding job. And I think, as all Americans, we should pray for the safety of President Obama and his family. But this situation at the White House with the fence being...
It's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable and very, very frightening.
We should have the armed... Aren't there armed guards and military all over the place?
Yes, and the message put out by the Secret Service is they used restraint not to shoot this individual immediately. But, you know, the possibility of another attack that was a serious attack has got to be taken into consideration. I think this breach of the White House security is going to involve a fundamental rethinking of Secret Service protection of the president. And we need to be very sure the president of the United States, President Obama and his family, are at all times safe. It's very important to the national security of the United States and for us as a nation.
This story is stranger than what's been going on with ISIS.
They're both strange stories, you know, George, and they're related, because if we've got the potential of ISIS terrorism coming across the border with Mexico and there being terrorist cells within the United States, it's again a frightening situation. We've had reports recently of the Department of Homeland Security experiencing morale problems and losing employees. I mean, I think these are, you know, these are dangerous times, and we need to remain vigilant against terrorism. We have to have as a top priority the protection of the president.
You got it. Jerry, thank you so much. Look, I've been doing a lot of flying lately, and on one of the flights, the flight attendant said, "We're not serving peanuts. There's somebody on the plane that has a peanut allergy. We can't have them on the plane. You can't open up the little bags." Roasted peanuts, they're saying today, are more likely to trigger an allergic reaction than raw peanuts, according to an Oxford University study. Scientists say the chemical changes caused by dry roasting process may prime the body's immune system, sparking future allergic reactions. In this month's issue of Personality and Individual Differences, a study published confirms that some suspect that internet trolls are horrible people. Let's start by getting the definition straight. An internet troll is someone who comes into a discussion and posts comments designed to upset or disrupt the conversation. Often, it seems like there is no real purpose behind their comments except to upset everyone else involved. Trolls will lie, exaggerate, offend to get a response. Now, what kind of a person would do this? Well, the Canadian researchers decided to find out. They conducted two internet studies, more than 1,200 people. They gave personality tests to each subject along with a survey about their internet commenting behavior. They were looking for evidence that linked trolling with the personality. Narcissism, being Machiavellian, a psychopath, sadistic personalities. That's what they say trolls are. And Apple sold more than 10 million of its new iPhones over the weekend. This is the biggest opening weekend for iPhones in the company's history. Lauren Weinstein with us. Lauren, why the hoopla for these iPhones?
Well, I think we know now that there's a significant cadre of Apple fanboys and fangirls and fanmen and fanwomen who will buy pretty much anything that Apple puts out. That's not to say that the new iPhone isn't a significant technological advance. I assume as long as you don't put your naked photos on it.
Yeah.
People seem to have already forgotten what happened about a week ago. So this is part of the evolution of the iPhone ecosystem, the Apple ecosystem that links it with iTunes and the rest of it. And it's incremental. I mean, we're seeing incremental changes as it goes. I think one of the things that drove this particular device is a bigger screen.
Because it's kind of
catching up to the size of some of their competitors in terms of that. At what point a phone turns into a tablet, I don't know. There's sort of this strange limbo in between. But this is apparently the reports I'm hearing so far are that the battery life is excellent on this device. That's very important, of course. And we'll see, see how people react to it. I wanted to say something about trolls.
Okay, sure thing.
From your earlier piece there, because since I have a pretty large social presence on Google Plus, I have to deal with
trolls.
You know, trolls, yeah. Over the years, I've developed my own kind of view of this, and I was kind of chuckling when I was listening to your piece because I was saying, well, yeah, the Canadian researchers they had this survey. And you could, the one thing you can always depend on with trolls is that they answer internet surveys honestly, right? So I was kind of laughing here. Great piece.
It really is, and it's true, by the way. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt they've got them down to a science, don't they?
Yeah. You know, in reality, I think what we're dealing with is these are the same kind of people who would be doing kind of nasty things if there was no internet. It's just the internet lets them do it from the convenience of their lounge chair while they're, you know, eating peanuts in front of the television. I mean,
they're haters. They're losers.
There's always people like that.
And back to the phones, one more thing. It also tells me, with this amazing series of sales this weekend with the iPhone, that people are into their smartphones in a huge, huge way. Now, they didn't tell me in this report what the demographics were, Lorne, but I would guess that these phones and the use of smartphones are skewing not just young people anymore, but all kinds of folks.
You know, it depends on what where you look at it exactly, and what parts of the world too. Because the odd thing is that at the same time we have this these massive sales of high-end devices, very high-end smartphones like this new one, we're now seeing whole markets opening up in the developing world, especially in places like India, for low-end smartphones. So in India, for example, I think within the last week there were a pair of like $100 Android smartphones introduced that are taking off enormously. And so the ramifications of this technology, it goes beyond just listening to music. The importance of having access to information in those parts of the world, the developing world, is absolutely enormous. I don't think we really have a sense of what the impact will be.
Really. Okay, thanks so much, Lorne. Up next, we're going to talk about world events through the eyes of a psychic. We're going to get the perspective of our dear friend Joseph Jacobs next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. 17 years ago, a long time ago in a far-off place, I stumbled across Joseph Jacobs, and he was on my local Nighthawk show in St. Louis, and he's been with us ever since, giving us psychic perspectives and readings and insight into all kinds of things, personality traits, people, world events. He is an internationally known psychic. He has counseled just thousands and thousands of people since 1982. He has been a pre-production consultant on the then NBC's The Other Side television show. He's hosted his own television program. He's been heard on countless media stations all across the planet, writing columns as well. I call him our consultant, and here he is back on Coast to Coast, Joe Jacobs. Joseph,
George, it's wonderful to talk to you again.
You too. It's good to hear your voice. You have that calming voice about you, Joseph.
Yeah, and I want to put some calm out there. You know, I notice a certain tension. And, you know, over the summer, I usually give a discount because my business slows down. But I noticed an uptake in my business. And as of Sunday, I posted a discount forever because I say that I serve the 99%.
You're one of a kind.
And one thing that people kind of need to do is take moments of quiet and meditation. Even if you're busy at work, you can say, I'm going to the bathroom, or take a walk around the block. And I think lighting candles can be very, very special also. You know, white is very good for spiritual concentration. In fact, I heard a psychic back in 76, before I got into this.
Don't age yourself, John.
it mentioned all the colors, and he said, light a yellow candle for friendship. So when I moved to California, I had a wife, and my brother was here, and my mother was here at the time. And I said, I want a friend. I lit a yellow candle, and I took a walk to the beach. And people were playing chess. And I sat down with a guy, and we started playing chess. And we didn't even introduce each other or exchange names. And then we introduced each other, and he said, my name is Ned. And I said, and your cousin is so-and-so, a famous actor. I don't want to say that. I had met this guy 20 years before. And we became friends. So the yellow is good for that. Green is good for money attraction.
Well, I have found, Joseph, that candles are very relaxing. Candle light seems to do something to people.
Absolutely. And another thing that people can do, because we all feel this other shoe is going to drop anytime.
Yeah, you're right.
We've been talking about that for years now, is to surround yourself in white light. Surround yourself with God's light. Close your eyes, visualize that you are in a bubble of white light. You drive in a bubble of white light, of course, with your eyes open. You surround your home in a white light. And feel that you have that additional protection in your life.
Joseph, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing this for a long time, and you've counseled so many people, it seems like this point right now, and there was something you were sensing, I think, about me, because we needed to get you on just to talk about what's been going on this planet lately, because I'm telling you, people are wound up like spring ready to pop.
Yeah, and I did predict that back in June that I thought that the ISIS, not the ISIS, I called it the Syrian war, was going to intensify over the next few months. I also predicted epidemics, and we've had, the asthma problem, the Ebola problem, measles, mumps, all sorts of illnesses and difficulties with water also, water that was contaminated, drinking water in several places in the United States, planes falling into water, ships going over, and incredible storms. And I see some incredible storms coming this winter also. And in fact, I kind of see that even some places during election time could be disturbed by climate problems.
I think you're right too, Joseph. Is there a way out of this for people? How do people pull themselves out of the mess?
Well, you don't jump into it and don't agonize over it. In other words, fight it through prayer, through meditation, through charity, through helping other people. Working on being kinder to people, working on ourselves. After all, I feel very strongly, and the cards that I read seem to signify that we are in this lifetime to learn certain lessons. And these lessons are not always pleasurable. Some of them are, some of them are great successes, some of them are failures, some of them are hurts. Some of them are unemployment, all sorts. And what we do about it, one person is unemployed for a long time. Another one says, maybe I can start a business,
Yeah.
So it's don't curse the darkness, light a candle is my motto. And we all go through difficult times, but how do you grow? You grow through friction,
Now, what people are going through right now also is that sense of uneasiness. As you said, the other shoe is about to drop.
Well, we may have some attacks. I don't know that they will be directed directly from ISIS, but it's safe to assume.
It just takes one lunatic.
It's safe to assume that there are going to be some Islamic lunatics in various Western countries who want to do it. You get a lot of guys in the Islamic world. The Islamic problem in the Middle East is financial. A few guys have all the money. Most guys can't afford to buy a wife or to have a wife, or for a dowry. They're unemployed, so they hang out with other guys. They go to the mosque. They're proselytized and
they're given a little money. They join the group.
Exactly. And if you have a hope of 72 virgins, although I strongly think that if you kill somebody and commit suicide in the process, you probably wind up with a 72-year-old virgin.
Oh, Joseph, you've even gotten comedic. since we've been away. Hey, stay with us. We're going to hit this break and come back in just a moment. We don't have Joseph Jacobs on for too long tonight, just the remaining portion of the hour. But he did say he wanted to do some general readings for you on things that you can expect this year and next. He needs your birth age, okay? And preferably your birth date and year. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, the internet trolls are going to have a field day with this one. Listen to this. So Friday, I attended, was on assignment, part of the iHeart Music Festival that our company puts on and sponsors. It was at the MGM in Las Vegas. Had a great time there. And the next day, I had to get ready to fly to Denver to get ready to tape our four Beyond Belief television programs that we do on a Sunday. And so I woke up really early, and I have a mustache trimmer, right? It's to you guys that have beards and things, you know what I'm talking about. It's got a trimming guide on it, and it determines the length of what your beard's going to be or your mustache, because you can change them. They're interchangeable. My trimmer guide fell off, and I didn't notice it. So I'm there with this trimmer that has no guide on it. And the plan is I'm going to just trim down the old mustache a little bit. I've had this thing for 40 years. It's my trademark. I gouged the entire right side of my mustache off. It was gone. It went. It was gone. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, this has got to be the dumbest thing you've ever done. Remember when Art glued his lips shut a long time ago? This was just as crazy. And now I'm running around the hotel thinking, can I find a black ink pen and sketch the other half of the mustache on me? Of course, I couldn't do that. That was ridiculous. I had to take the other half of my mustache off. Gone. Totally gone. First time in 40 years. Some people didn't even know who I was. Some people actually liked it. And then I had to fly to Denver to get ready to do the Beyond Belief television program. So I walked into the studio and the whole crew was there and they were just in shock. I did four upcoming episodes of Beyond Belief. Actually five, because we did an extra program with David Wilcock. Without my trademark. And I'm growing it back already. It's 2 days in. But I'm telling you, for the first time in my broadcast career, radio or television, I did these shows without this stash on. And it was the weirdest feeling I've ever had. Weird. There'll be an upcoming Beyond Belief program. And speaking of Beyond Belief, by the way, you can look at it for free for 10 days at beyondbelief.com. Beyondbelief.com. Just a strange, strange story. Anyway, we're coming back in a moment with your calls and Joseph Jacobs next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Joseph Jacobs with us. His website, 800cself.com, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. And his phone number is the same, by the way, 800cself.com. Joseph, Forrest Gump said, life is like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get.
And, George, if I were British, I would say, stiff upper lip, chap.
Yeah, now. 40 years and it's gone, but it's going to come back. It's going to come back, but we're going to take some calls in a second. But so what have you been doing lately? What's up with you?
Well, you know, just doing readings and getting on with my life. And I had to put my Jenny to sleep back in July.
That's your cat?
Yeah.
For people who thought it might be somebody else or something.
Yeah, no, I had her for 16 years. And she picked me. I mean, she came to the house and started calling into me whenever she heard me at a window.
I remember months ago when you came to Denver to do a Beyond Belief show with me. You were just on pins and needles because you had to leave the cat.
Yeah, I'd never done that. But I found my daughter took care of her and while I was gone. And by the way, that was an incredible experience. And I thank you for that exposure. It's brought me clients. And it revealed parts of me that I have never revealed on an interview. I have never been so comfortable in front of a camera as I was with you. That was an incredible experience. I'll carry that forever.
It's a fun time. We're going to take some calls here, Joseph, and of course I'm going to lead into it with the person's birth month, day, and how old they are to give you that that jump start here.
Yeah, their month and day tells me a lot about them, and then their age tells me where they're at.
Okay, well, let's start by going to Wanda in Alabama, June 21st, and Wanda is 52 years old. And Wanda, welcome to Coast to Coast. How are you?
Thank you. My first time calling.
Good to have you with us.
You're June 21st?
Yes, sir.
And how old are you?
52.
52. Well, you are very service oriented. You're very universally minded and very giving. And again, 52. This is a big turnaround year. Age 52 is a big turnaround for a lot of people. Maybe that's why they call it a midlife crisis. Be very careful of legal matters, but also be sure to communicate clearly. You're going through a very inspirational, almost intuitive psychic year, so there could be some miscommunication verbally, and there's some work problems here, and also, not that I see anything serious, but get a health checkup towards the end of the year. Work for health.
How about a question, Wanda?
Yes, I was going to ask if he, I'm trying to sell my brother's house. He's deceased, trying to get it on the market. If he sees me getting it sold, because I had to pay for my brother's funeral and all that, I'm out of pocket. And I am very service-oriented, and I help a lot of people. And
yeah, you do. I think that might take a while. And a woman can... If you're dealing with a real estate agent, deal with women.
How come?
Well,
you mean just for her?
A woman can help you.
You mean her specifically?
Yes, and in terms of a real estate sale.
Okay, because we probably have some guy realtors that are going to call you and jump all over you, Joseph. Absolutely.
No, sometimes who you deal with it has a lot to do with the positive things that can happen.
Most people nowadays seem to be concerned about livelihood, income, career, of course. Has that changed over the years, or is it the same?
Well, I think since the crash we had, that's particularly that. Our economy's changed. The kind of employment that's available has changed. People have to retool and rethink about what their talents are and what they need to put out there for new work possibilities. Yeah, the labor issue has changed greatly in this country.
Let's go next to Ed in Massachusetts. Joseph, February 17th, okay? 63 years old, east of the Rockies. Here we go to Ed. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Eddie.
All right. You're also you're a hard worker, very service-oriented. You can work either very successfully with large organizations and businesses. Ideally, you would want to have a business of your own. And You went through a really difficult 61-62. A lot of emotional hurts, but it helped you, hopefully, to grow emotionally as a result of it. You're in a very good year to take care of business. What did you want to ask me?
It's funny you just said that. I own my own business. I'm just wondering how it's going to look for the next year or two.
Well, more than a year or two. You're in an incredibly, very, very, very positive 3-year cycle right now.
Oh, that's great.
It's nothing like when you were 61 and 62. You had employee problems or difficulties, maybe even betrayal and a lot of emotional upsets. But you're in a year of healing, and very, very productive year. And it's even peaking right now, I think, right through the summer.
Yeah. The other thing is, I just want to tell George, I've had my mustache for 46 years since high school, so I know exactly what he's talking
close
about.
To it. Did you ever wallop some of it off by mistake?
Nah, never.
Oh, great.
I'm real careful. I know nobody knows what I look like just like you without it. It's just really strange.
It is strange.
I go through terror trimming my beard. I mean, I know what that's like also.
Well, you know, these little trimmers, they're great. They're battery operated, Joseph, and you put these little trimmer guides on, and the you have three different levels. You could, you know, long, medium, and short. And I keep mine in the medium range, right?
Right.
And the little trimmer guide that you click right onto the top of the trimmer fell off. And I didn't even look at it. I figured it's always there.
Right.
And so down I went, and it just took the whole half off. It was,
well, maybe it's a message to keep your eyes open, especially between November 7th and December 28th. Careful of fast-talking salesmen. You're in a good time to sell. You're in a good time to do creative work, to pitch, but careful of anybody trying to sell you a bill of goods at that time.
All right, we'll do that. Next up, we go to Karen, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Joseph. Birth date is July 16, 61 years old. Karen, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very intuitive, and you could have a lot of psychic ability. You're also very service-oriented, and creative, love to be on the move, on the go. You're in a pretty good year to take care of business. There are choices of work that are coming up for you between October 28th and December 18th. And you may need to make certain compromises to negotiate that work, but it may be very worthwhile if it puts you in touch with new people. What did you want to ask me?
I was wondering about my health for the past 10 years or so. It's been bad.
I think you're going to have some sort of procedure, and it should work very well between April 3rd and May 24. Are you working on your diet?
Yes.
Okay. Work on diet and try to find natural means of energizing yourself, drinking clean and lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be a procedure to help you between April 3rd and May 24.
May. Would that be on my spine?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, Karen. Hope everything works out. Joseph, real quickly, for the new people who are popping into the program, how did you get this ability? I take it hereditary from your mother, right?
Well, my mother was psychic. She wasn't a professional. You'd sort of have to beg and plead, and she'd say, no, 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 I don't like to do it. Go away. And then she'd end up fixing your lunch and giving you a reading. So I grew up thinking this is normal. And in my teens and 20s, I read a lot about all the religions in the world. But I also read about astrology and numerology and whatnot. And then late in life, I met someone who taught me a card system that made so much sense, and that was back in 1980. And 2 years later, after doing readings, 2 years of free readings to people I knew, things that they said was impossible, I said, this is what I want to do on January 1st of 1982.
The reading you gave about 16 years ago to one of my dear friends in St. Louis, when he called you and he needed to know about his relationship with his wife, remember that one?
Yes.
They're still married after you were done counseling him.
Well, sometimes people can use a marriage counselor, but sometimes a really good psychic, because I come very much from what the psychological meaning of the cards are, as well as, is this money time, is this buy time, is this sell time? Do I move? You know, or is this a good relationship kind of stuff? But I also see this as lessons that we need to learn. So if there's suddenly a major expenditure that somebody has that I see coming up, it's also a way of telling them how to handle that and what they're learning.
I used to remember having you on the program, and I'd make you do readings for thousands of St. Louisans. You thought you'd be on for a little hour. I just kept you. We kept going over.
I would do 20 readings an hour. Yeah.
You never stop. Let's go to Chris, Medford, Oregon, July 27, 41 years old. Chris, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
You're 27?
No, 41. He's July 27.
Your motto is, I want to know and I want to tell you all about it. you're a messenger of knowledge and also kind of humanitarian. What did you want to ask me?
I don't have a specific question. Maybe just some insights on life path or something like that.
Well, work is kind of slow right now through September 16. You could feel like you're in a rut. You need to socialize more and be involved with people more between September 17th and November 7th. That could be a very particularly good time. You are a born researcher, learner, a gatherer of information, disseminator of information, and you use your messenger abilities to achieve what you want.
All right, great. Let's grab another one. Art, Vancouver, British Columbia, March 20th, Joseph. March 20th, 54 years old. Art, welcome to the program. You are on the air with us.
Thanks, George.
Sure thing.
Well, worry is your biggest problem, worry and fence-sitting, but you're extremely expressive. You love to be on the move and the go. You're very much into how to handle money, what to do with money, where do I get it, and what do I do with it once I've got it is a major lesson in your life. Many job changes, a lot of travel here. You can be very lucky with real estate, by the way. That could be a good area for you. Trump has a similar life path. You're in a good year to sell, promote, get your message out. What did you want to ask me?
My love life for the rest of the year, 2014.
For the rest of the year, Joseph.
For the rest of the year. Know what you want. Just because you've been burned in your youth, and just because you don't have to, you have to show love and not pay for it with expensive dinners and gifts. But through group involvement, through involvement in a spiritual group or an educational group, I think you can find someone. Right around now, I would think, is a very, very good time to explore relationships.
Joseph, the clock's almost got us. We've got a minute left. Please give out your website for folks who are driving around and just want to capture it in their memory.
It's 800-C-SELF, as in see yourself and see for yourself how to work things out, and it's 1-800-733-7353.
Okay, my friend. And things well with you? Your health well?
Everything's going pretty terrific right now.
Okay, Joseph. You take care of yourself. Joseph Jacobs, of course, is, like I said, he's been with us for, and me, 17 years. 17 years. I stumbled across him. I don't know how I even found him back in St. Louis. He wasn't in St. Louis. I was. And he would come on the show regularly, and people in the Midwest who called him just loved him, just loved him. And he's carried that through for us here on Coast to Coast AM as well. So kind of a different kind of an hour for you. In a moment, we are going live to Canada with the former defense minister, Paul Hellyer, talking about his new work, The Money Mafia. And then later on in the program, we'll also talk about Paul's incredible work in the ET field. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.